Welcome home.
What's up, gang?
What's up, everybody? How are we?
What the homies been up to?
Welcome back. It's episode 31 of Welcome Home.
31.
What?
31.
I don't speak German.
That's Spanish, bro.
Really?
Yeah. I don't speak German either.
Is it the formal usted?
I don't think numbers need that.
Really?
No, I'm pretty sure that's only when you're talking to a figure of respect or somebody older than you.
That makes sense, I guess.
I could be wrong about that, though.
I don't know. I took French.
So what are you talking about?
Well, you said it, not me.
So how do you say 31 in French?
Well, I could not tell you.
All right, well then.
Moving on, episode 31. Welcome, everybody. We thank you for joining us again. Returning listeners, homies, welcome home, guys. We missed you. Thanks for coming back. Thank you for supporting. Make sure you guys share us. Let everybody know. Welcome Home is the podcast to listen to.
Appreciate the fuck out, y'all.
For all our new listeners, welcome home, guys. We hope you enjoy what you hear. If you do, leave us a nice little 5 stars, written review. We really appreciate that. That really helps us. And be sure to go back, check out any other episodes that might interest you, any previous episodes you missed. Check them out, your favorite streaming platform. Make sure you're subscribed. You know, and there's over 30 episodes out, and there's lots of great content there. So go back and listen to anything that you haven't.
Just over 30.
Well, technically, there's 32 because there's the lost episode on our YouTube.
Facts. Y'all should check out the YouTube, too. It's a lot on there. A lot of content.
For sure. You know, you can just hit the link in our episode description. That's going to connect you with everything 812 Media Productions, including our YouTube. Make sure you're subscribed out there. We'll come back to that in a second because we got, you know, a bunch of great shit there. But it connects you to our YouTube, the streaming platforms for Welcome Home. It connects you to our partner, Smooth My Balls. If your balls aren't smooth, go get them smooth. Use our link and our code 812HOMIES. That's 812HOMIES. And you're going to get yourself a nice little discount on Smooth My Balls products. And you're going to get your balls smooth. It's also going to link you to our Patreon. $2 of your support could help support the dream. We really appreciate that. Go check it out. And like we said, it's going to connect you to our YouTube, and we got lots of great brand new content out on our YouTube. Let's start with Dolan Eats. We got Dolan here. He's the host of Dolan Eats, obviously.
Yeah, it's just me eating some things that I've never tried before, or at least don't remember trying.
Common things that a lot of people have, though.
Yeah.
Not anything too off the wall.
I have a real limited palate, so...
So check that out. He's got lots of interesting opinions on pretty basic foods.
Yeah, not a fan of most things.
Not a fan. You can catch Dolan Eats new episodes every Monday and Wednesday on our YouTube. In addition to that, we also have Rob-A-Bye Baby, an ASMR experience. You know, if you're into ASMR, head over to our YouTube, give our friend Rob a listen. He's going to sweet talk you real nice as you're drifting off to sleep. He's going to tell you stories from his life, and you're going to have a couple laughs, and you're going to be serenaded, and it's going to be beautiful. New episodes of Rob-A-Bye Baby come out every Tuesday and Thursday on our YouTube. And last but not least, we have my show, Crossfaded Cooks. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's me having a grand old time, mixing up spices, seasonings, marinades, all types of different shit. I'm cooking whatever, whenever, however. Crossfaded Cooks, new episodes on Fridays. And that's basically the rundown through there. In addition to that, we have a ton of great 812 gaming content. There's lots of stuff out there, lots of stuff coming. And we just really ask for your support. Hey, you know, give a subscribe, give a share. That's really helpful for us. You know, make sure you're following us on all our social medias. Stay connected, 812 Media Productions. All right, so let's start here. You're recently coming off a nice little trip, a vacation of sorts.
Yeah. I went out to Miami for a couple of days for my friend's birthday. It was nice. Another friend proposed to his girlfriend.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, it was a good time. The water down there is fucking great.
Beautiful.
I don't ever want to get into the ocean in, like, Jersey again.
I can imagine. See, that's why, like, I've never actually seen, like, crystal clear blue water. Like,
that shit is crazy.
Yeah, we were, like, I feel out, like I could never go back.
We were out, like, at our waists, and yeah. I could see my feet.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And they had, like, some nice sandbars. The water was a real good temperature.
Really?
Yeah, because it was, like, hot down there, but then, you know, the water's, like, not as hot, but it wasn't like super cold. It was real nice.
That sounds fantastic. I can't wait to get back to the beach.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah.
I think I might want to go to South Carolina next, I think.
Goodness.
Yeah.
That's a change.
You know.
You want to go alligator wrestling or?
No, do they have alligators over there?
I'm pretty confident, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, they got like a nice beach too, don't they?
Probably, yeah.
Myrtle Beach?
Myrtle Beach? Yeah, that sounds about right.
I feel like that one's nice. I'm curious if it's as nice as Miami. Probably not, but
depends how you define nice, I suppose.
I'm really just worried about like the clearness of the water and water temperature.
The pH balance?
I'm not testing the water.
Did you taste it at all?
Unfortunately, yeah. Actually, it was super salty. Mm. Like saltier than I recall ocean water being.
Interesting.
From the last time I was in an ocean.
So that crystal clear, like, comes with a cost.
It must.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it was so clear. They got like some kind of filtration through the salt.
Maybe.
But that it was like I went under and like my eyes burned for like a long time at like not like just the quick little.
Yeah.
It was a task.
I'm sure.
It was a task.
I haven't opened my eyes underwater in, I mean, God knows how long, because, well, ever since I got contacts, really, because most of the time I'm wearing my contacts, so right. I don't open my fucking eyes underwater. But I do remember just like a chlorine sting. I could never really do the ocean underwater eyes open thing. That wasn't really my job.
I don't really open my eyes underwater regardless.
Yeah.
But like, you know, coming out of the water and then you open and there's water
drip down. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that shit really was something different. And then like it was real like salty in the like mouth, like dried your lips out and shit. That really? Shit was, yeah, it was nutty.
Interesting.
But it was fun. Good. I had a really good time. Yeah. You know?
Any fun nightlife stories?
Not really. We didn't do a whole bunch. I went to a couple clubs. Most of them played a lot of Spanish music that I didn't understand. Sure. Didn't know.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
Even though you introduced the episode in Spanish.
Well, yeah, I know some Spanish, but I don't listen to Spanish music.
Daddy and Yankee?
No.
Bad Bunny?
No.
Annual AA?
No.
Is that, that's somebody, right?
I think it's just Anuel.
Anuel? Anuel, that sounds much, I clearly didn't pronounce that right. Anuel, yeah.
I think so. I don't think they pronounce the AA. I'm not sure, though.
Anuela!
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't either.
But, yeah, they were just, it was cool, though, you know. There were some bad bitches out there. It was fun. It was a good time.
Nice. You get your rocks off?
No. No, I didn't. No no adventures in Miami.
Damn.
Yeah, I do want to kind of go back probably like towards the end of the summer.
Okay. Too,
maybe. I don't know. But it was. I really liked it down there. It was nice.
Good. Fun. Well, nice. Had yourself a nice little vacation. Now we're back, you know.
Yeah, our Airbnb was in the trenches.
Oh, well.
About 30 minutes from the beach.
Wow. Bit of a hike.
Yeah, the Ubers were fucking nutty.
I'm sure.
And we had to get XLs because there was a lot of people down there.
Oh.
It was a bad time.
Wow, that just added a couple other layers to your trip. But
yeah, but it was still fun.
Yeah.
It was great. You know, everybody had a good experience overall, for sure.
All right, good. Well, welcome home.
Yeah, you already know.
Let's dive in. Let's go over some 31 stuff. What do we have for 31?
I think... No, it's 41. That's a Rolex measurement.
Okay, well, we'll get there.
Oh, yeah. 10 more episodes.
Yeah. 31, there's some months with 31 days in it. You know, we talked about months with 30 days last episode.
Yeah, there is months with 31. Most of them, actually.
Is that so?
Yeah, I mean, 30 days are in September, April, June, and November. And then February has 28. So there are 7 months that have 31 days.
That is the majority.
Yeah.
There you go. Look at that. Aaron Hicks, player for the Yankees.
The Yankees suck.
They do, unfortunately.
There's a Gelato 31.
Okay.
It's not super popular, though. People like 33 better.
Understandable, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. 31, prime number. Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, there we go.
There we go. We like that one. That's a new favorite of Welcome Home.
Yeah.
Identifying prime numbers. 31 is a prime number.
Yes, it is.
And it is the first number after 30.
Okay. Okay.
We'll go with that. A couple nice little 31s. If you guys think of any 31 stuff, let us know. You know, hit us up.
Yeah, send us a little DM or something.
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, it's all in the link below.
It's all there. Comment on YouTube. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Let's do one of our new segments.
Okay.
A little early on, a quick new opening. John, color of the episode.
Okay.
We're doing a live drawing here. Yeah. Dolan can do the honors. I want you to close your fucking eyes, though. Otherwise, that's cheating.
Is it?
I'm pretty confident it is.
All right. That's fine. I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
We do got a 96 pack.
And we got 95 left.
Yeah. I'm feeling around on all of them. I'm not looking.
Not looking.
I think I like this one. Okay. It's Purple Mountains Majesty.
Jesus.
Montañas Púrpuras Majestuosas?
See.
Okay. Majestuous Montagnes Porpres. I think that was French.
Maybe.
Say oui.
Oui?
Crayola.com.
Crayola.com. That's where you can go to find it, I guess.
So it says this is purple. This crown looks gray to me.
It does have, it's clearly maybe like a light, it's majestic, right? It's got that in the name, is that?
Mountains Majesty, yeah.
Majesty, yeah.
Purple Mountains. I wonder, is that similar to the D12 song Purple Hills?
We're going to have to find out.
Which is, you know, the censored version, of course, of Purple Pills.
Sure. Huh. Well, we're going to color and we're going to draw and we're going to find out. Everybody, in conjunction with the color of the episode, we have a nice little piece of, I don't know, poster board, paper, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And we're going to take turns drawing something on this giant piece of paper with the color of the episode. And we're going to work our way through the box, whatever. We'll be posting updates with the picture on our social medias. So again, be sure to follow those. And, you know, we're going to see what we come up with. So
I think it's probably only right I draw mountains with this color, right?
You can draw whatever you want with it.
Well, it's Purple Mountains Majesty, so I should draw some majestic mountains, right?
Oh, that sounds right to me.
All right, yeah, we'll let you guys know what it looks like.
Yeah, so you're going to have to check that out. Color of the episode. Dolan, say it one more time for the people.
Purple Mountains Majesty.
Get the fuck with it.
You feel me?
All right, well, beautiful. So we named some 31s. We picked out the color of the episode.
All right.
We talked about your little vacation. Next step, I think you know. I think the people know. I think they're ready for it.
I hope so.
It's time for some Reddit referrals, everyone.
Let's see what these lovely people on Reddit have for us today.
All right. Let's start with this one. When I was in grade school, I glued someone to their chair. When I was in sixth grade, I had to sit next to a kid that constantly stole my animal-shaped erasers.
What a douchebag.
One day, we were doing a craft-type project, and the kid had taken the eraser off my desk while I went to get construction paper, and when I saw he had it, I told him he had my eraser, and he said it was his.
Classic move.
I was pissed about it, but while I was up to get the glue from the glue box, I noticed a bottle of that super sticky crazy glue that will literally make your fingers stick together. So I went back with the super glue with the intention of using it on my project and noticed the little prick was gone. So I used about half the bottle on his seat. He came back and sat down before it was done drying, as I hoped, and the next time he tried to get up, he realized he was stuck. The glue would rip his pants if he forced it. So the teacher had to make all of us exit the classroom and pull this kid out of his pants because they were stuck to the chair. I never got caught or blamed for it as far as I know. I feel bad because it was probably embarrassing for him, and I don't know if his parents would be able to replace those pants that got glued to his chair.
Well, that's real considerate of you. I'd have been like, fuck young boy, and I didn't get in trouble. That's what you get for stealing my animal eraser, you douche.
I mean, it's a classic kind of prank.
Yeah, that's fucking great. I'm so glad it worked out for you.
Yeah, that's my thing. Is like, I don't think I've ever heard a story of this kind of thing being successful.
Nah. You know, I pulled a prank on myself by accident one time.
Uh-oh.
Like a cartoon style, John.
Yeah.
There were fucking push pins sitting all over my desk chair that had fallen for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I just sat down, didn't notice them. Had like 5 pins in my ass. I was mad as shit.
Okay. Well, you didn't do a prank on yourself. You just sat on some pins.
Well, it was an inadvertent, you know. It was a cartoon style prank, you know. Gluing somebody to seat, putting pins on their seat.
Well, did somebody put the pins on your seat?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I didn't know they were there.
You had some enemies.
It's possible.
It's possible.
You know, people don't like me. I don't know why. I'd be chilling, but for whatever reason, you feel me?
Coming after you with the push pins.
Right. Trying to fuck me over.
Like Dolan said, considerate of you, I guess, to be concerned with those things. But, I mean, hey, you got away with it. It's a classic. It's legendary almost to a point.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, I glued somebody to their fucking chair.
If I was in school with you, I'd be like, hey, remember when Young Bull got glued in his fucking chair?
Oh, yeah.
I'll talk about it to this day.
To this day.
I promise you.
All right, let's move on to the next one here. I barfed on a hot grill, then kept cooking on it and serving food from it.
That's fucking nasty, dog. Why would you do that?
We're gonna find out. I was working at a summer camp, and we had been drinking beer and shitty wine the night before, and I forgot that my job the next morning was to cook eggs on one of those big heated metal grills. Like a griddle, I think they call it.
Yeah.
I think they do.
It is.
After about 15 minutes of standing there over bubbling eggs and peppers and onions frying up, I began to feel nauseous, and before I could stop myself, I fucking barfed up beer and wine and chewed up granola bars all over that hot grill, and it splashed down with a big steamy hiss. It was fucking disgusting.
So you threw up in the eggs and peppers. I've seen griddles as one big flat surface.
Yeah.
You got the eggs on there cooking.
Yeah.
You throw up on it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
It was fucking disgusting, all this sizzling barf, but no one saw me do it, so I let the barf cook a bit more to solidify. Then I just shoveled it off the grill and into the trash. Then I put some more eggs down right where I had barfed and cooked them up and served them to all the kids who were waiting for breakfast.
You're a fucking demon, dog.
Yeah. It was crass and gross, but I didn't want to get fired and everybody was hungry. Never told anyone about it, and I want to apologize to all those kids who ate off that grill.
Damn, dog. You're a savage. That's vicious. You fed it to little kids at summer camp.
I just don't know. Like, I understand you said you let it cook to solidify, but...
That shit probably stank.
Yeah, like, you should have been able to just scrape that right off immediately and not just let it fucking cook.
Yeah, and you definitely could have, like, just ran a sponge with some Dawn on it.
Yeah.
Over that joint real quick.
Yeah, you know, get a grill brick, you know, just...
No, you don't even got to do all that. Just a quick wipe off.
Well, I guess, but like...
Because a grill brick, you're going to get grill brick shit on the other eggs that are already cooking and shit. I guess you managed to keep this throw-up separate from the eggs.
At this point, you barfed on the grill. I don't know what the protocol is for that, but
Yeah, I mean, those eggs probably are... I would, if it were my grill and I were in charge, I would have probably told you, take everything off, clean it, and just start over. They're going to eat a little bit later today.
Yeah. That would have been the... probably the right thing to do, but you know what, we got this story from it, man.
Fuck it, bro, you're a savage.
Yeah, hey, that's rough. I don't,
you couldn't turn away from the grill,
like, you know.
Are you just damn, dog, it's a bad John.
Moving on, last Reddit referral for this episode, we're gonna see what we got. I burned down a cricket pitch when I was in school.
What the fuck is a cricket pitch?
Well, are you familiar with cricket, the sport?
Yeah.
I would say a pitch is the field that cricket is played on.
No, I wouldn't it just be called a field?
Because in other places, like places that play cricket, they would refer to a field as a pitch.
Why? Pitching is throwing a ball.
I can't argue English customs with you, but like if they were referring to a soccer field, they'd call it a football pitch.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
That was the example I was going to use in my head.
Yes.
They just call them soccer fields.
No, it's a football pitch.
Wow. Go America.
When I was in secondary school, me and a couple friends that did not like it in that place due to the teachers being arseholes, burned down the school's expensive cricket pitch. It basically had this special flooring stuff built into the ground. It drained liquid off and pumped it away. It was also heated, so it could always be used no matter the weather. Anyway, in the last year of school, the three of us went to the school grounds late at night, and we went to the cricket pitch area, which was a point of pride for the school. It had cost them a fortune to install the previous year. The PE teachers never stopped talking about the pitch. That day, two of the PE teachers had put me and my friends through a punishment run, which entailed being dressed only in our boxers and shoes and running around the school grounds past all the classroom windows. It was humiliating, probably illegal.
Definitely sounds illegal.
So we initially just went to dump a load of garbage from the bins on it, along with some old motor oil to stain it. However, once we had tipped the garbage everywhere, the anger hadn't really subsided in any of us, so we set it on fire. We all smoked at that time, which is why we had lighters, and went home. The next day, we were in class together. We were absolutely shitting ourselves. Once the adrenaline had worn off, we had remembered about the school having CCTV footage, so we knew that we were screwed. About halfway through the lesson, a teacher knocked on the classroom door, whispered something to our teacher. By this point, my friend had stood up and started packing his bag when our teacher said, "Can Miss Bradfield," fake name obviously, "please go to see the headmaster?" My friend quickly sat down and we never got caught. The PE teachers never shut up about the irresponsible wastes of space that destroyed the cricket pitch. And being the late 90s, the CCTV cameras were grainy black and white things attached to ancient recorders. They barely caught the flames, let alone who we were or even how many of us there were. They played the footage at an assembly appealing for someone to come forward. I know this is supposed to be about alleviating your conscience, but I don't feel bad for costing the school money.
No, fuck them.
They never had enough money to buy school supplies, but they always seemed to find plenty of it to stock up the sports department. I feel bad for the students who enjoyed playing cricket, but I'm sure they got over it when the cricket pitch was rebuilt. Sorry about the poor grammar, etc. I'm an electrical engineer.
Well, clearly you weren't great in school. But, I mean, hey, fuck them. I wouldn't feel bad.
Burn the bitch down?
Yeah, fuck them. He said they built a new one.
They did build a new one.
You feel me? Schools I know around here would have left that shit with burn marks on it and kept fucking playing. You feel me? Fuck them.
That's extreme. You definitely got away with it because of the times, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. You couldn't do that now.
But... no, but...
I mean, you could, but like...
yeah.
I mean... you would have to be more cautious.
The CCTV footage would likely be a bit better than what you described.
Yeah, they got HD now.
Yeah, likely land you in a bit more hot water, potentially.
Yeah. Don't wear no clothes that they recognize. I'm not going to tell y'all how to do it. But, you know.
That's how we're ending this, Reddit referral, burning down a cricket pitch.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't play cricket. I don't give a shit. Good for you. You got some anger off your chest and got away with arson.
Did get away with arson.
Fuck it.
Property damage.
Maybe trespassing.
Definitely trespassing, honestly. School grounds.
Is it private property, though? Would it be considered a public area?
I think the degree of what they were doing is trespassing. I don't know. I don't know.
It depends if, like, it was just a field, but he said there was, like, flooring installed. So was it, like, a basketball gym, kind of, like?
I don't think so. I think it was, like, a field, and I think he just said flooring as, like, poor grammar because he's an electrical engineer, I guess. I don't know. Because it sounded like he was talking about the flooring being special because it had drains to drain off the water.
Okay. But it was heated, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't fucking know.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't give a shit. Like I said, I don't play cricket.
Nope. Couldn't even tell you how it is played.
I know kind of how it's played. They throw a ball and it, like, bounces and then you hit it and then you run back and forth, I think.
Okay, so you've seen somebody swing a cricket thing. You have no concept of the rules, though.
They're called a bat. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I've seen cricket played, but okay. I've never played cricket.
Well, maybe we can bring that to YouTube.
Maybe.
812 Media Productions plays cricket.
Maybe.
All right, that's going to lead us right into our question segment.
All right, what do the people want to know this time around?
We're going to start with this one here.
Okay.
Who works the grill at the Krusty Krab when SpongeBob isn't working?
Probably Mr. Krabs.
You think?
100%.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because Squidward's not fucking doing it.
No, he's not.
No.
We've seen Squidward try to get on the grill. It doesn't work out well.
No, Squidward's not fucking doing it. Mr. Krabs is definitely taking over for the day, but I also don't got SpongeBob down for missing a day of work.
No, not missing a day, but there's been plenty of times where he's clearly not at work, and the Krusty Krab is open and functioning. As far as we know, we've seen him go into the Krusty Krab as a patron.
Honestly, there's probably other employees.
You think
like the dude who yells my leg and shit?
That's what I was gonna, Fred my leg?
Yeah, probably not him, but like... there's probably other employees who are, like, you know, just the background fish.
To that point, I mean, it seems like there's plenty of times Squidward's not working as well. So they got somebody else at the register.
Yeah, they definitely have a staff. Fucking Larry could work there we know.
That was the next one I was going to ask you. You think Larry's on the grill?
I don't think he's on the grill. I think he's too big for all that.
Okay.
No, they probably got him, honestly, as like a Squidward up there.
Okay.
But his claws are kind of big for the buttons on the register, too. So I don't know. Maybe he's like a stock guy. Comes in and loads the freezer up for him and shit.
That makes sense. That adds up. Okay.
Yeah. Patrick doesn't work there, though.
Well, no. At various times, he's held a position for about a day. But
they'll give him a couple hours if he needs them. Yeah. But he's not on the payroll.
No. He's an under-the-table kind of guy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I feel like it's the blue guy. You know the bluefish?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like he probably is back there.
Okay.
On the days when him and SpongeBob happen to be in the same place and not at the Krusty Krab. I would just assume that the Krusty Krab is closed.
Okay. You think Pearl works there at all?
No, probably not. No. Mr. Krabs is rich, so Pearl doesn't have to work for anything.
All right, next question.
So,
theme park or water park?
Oh, water park for sure.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like roller coasters.
Yeah.
I feel like there's just a chance that they could break or
you could fly off.
Yeah, especially if it goes upside down or something.
I hate that.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm cool.
Yeah. But you're good with, just relaxing in a lazy river.
Oh, yeah. All day. I'll ride. Honestly, they need to make a water park that's smoking friendly.
Yeah.
Float down the lazy river smoking a joint. I'll probably never leave.
Yeah.
You'd catch me at that lazy river every goddamn day.
Sounds like something to build in the backyard.
Well, at that point, I would just float in the pool.
Well, you could have both.
Well, I don't want a whole river in my backyard.
Why not?
Well, it draws wildlife, like deer and foxes and raccoons and groundhogs.
Lay down a spray around the perimeter and they'll know not to come in.
I don't think that works. I don't think that's a thing.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, but even I know you've never been there, but a theme park like Disney World, which doesn't necessarily center on wild and crazy roller coasters, but is more you go to Disney World and you're not... riding the roller coaster exclusively. Yeah, they have plenty of roller coasters, but they also have a ton of other fun, more leisurely rides and activities.
Yeah, I've never been to Disney. I went to Universal.
Okay.
And that was cool.
Yeah. So, it would be a similar kind of concept and idea. It's just a thought. A future series I'd love to do, Dolan at Disney.
Maybe. Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, hit the Patreon. $2 a year support. Send Dolan to Disney.
Yeah, y'all fund it. I'll go wherever. I don't give a shit.
That's how we're getting there. I'm not a big roller coaster guy either. I'm sure that's been established. But, I enjoy a theme park like a Disney or a Universal, minus the roller coasters, of course. But I'm more of a laid-back, leisure kind of guy where, a lazy river, a wave pool, that sounds real nice to me. I'm not... a huge fan of 1,000 other people swimming in the pool with me, but, that's no different than the ocean, I guess.
Yeah, less salt.
Less salt, more chlorine. All right, last question.
What do we got?
Okay, so imagine you were working as a servant in a house.
Okay.
What kind of servant role do you think you would want to take?
Like a butler.
Yeah.
For sure, an assistant.
Yeah, so, there's butler, cook, driver, all those kinds of different things.
I could be a driver.
Yeah.
I feel like a butler does it all, though.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, I probably wouldn't cook. They would probably have a chef or something. And they might have a chauffeur who, comes to take them on their day-to-day, okay, I need you to take me here on Mondays, here on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But I feel like as a butler, I would probably be, a backup chauffeur, kind of, if they just want to run to the grocery store or something real quick,
yeah.
Pick up some ice cream, I would probably just go do it for them. At that
yeah. Point. It depends how formal they are,
Yeah. I would definitely be a butler, though. I wouldn't mind.
Okay. Interesting. I think I would probably, I don't know, I could see myself to a point doing a butler kind of thing, depending on the family. But I guess my skill set would best be utilized in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Working as a chef, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't think you would like being a butler.
I'm sure I wouldn't be. That's why I prefaced it with depending on who it is.
I really feel like it doesn't matter who it is. I don't think you would like it for anybody, really.
Yeah.
Unless they were dropping a fucking bag, paying you $10,000 an hour. You're going to do whatever the fuck they say.
And that's why it depends on the family.
Yeah.
All right, interesting. Good set of questions there. Some good answers.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Little thinkers.
Yeah, a couple fun ones. And it's going to lead us into our newest segment.
Okay.
And I'm really excited for this one. Last time we did our first run through of it.
Yeah.
Our segment called This, This, or That. It's where we choose one category, a similar category, and then I make something up for the third category. And Dolan's got to match them up. Last time we did soccer players, actors, and what I made up. Today, Dolan, we are doing candle scent.
Okay.
Paint color.
Okay.
And what I make up.
All right.
So these scents are taken from Yankee Candle's collection.
Right. As you know, they should. Shout out Yankee Candle. Love a sponsorship. Fuck with Yankee Candle the long way.
Oh, yeah. The paint colors are selected from Bear paint.
Good. Shout out to Bear. I don't really paint a lot, but we fuck with y'all too.
Yeah, we'll paint with Bear paint.
Yeah, sure.
And then it's what I made up. So, you know, we browse Yankee Candle once in a while when we pass by the store.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We like to play the smelling game where we pick out a candle.
Guess the name of the scent.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see how you'll do with this.
Okay.
I'm really excited because, you know, in making this up, I was like, I don't know how I would be able to do this. I don't know how anybody would be able to do this. It's actually, well, we'll get into it and we'll see.
Well, yeah, I know colors have some crazy names.
Exactly.
As we established earlier this episode, Purple Mountain Majesty.
All right. So here we go. This, this, or that with candle scent, paint color, and what the fuck I make up. Number one, Almond Wisp, Mountain Breeze, Alpine Mint. Which one is Alpine Mint?
You made that up.
Which one is Almond Wisp?
That's a paint color.
And Mountain Breeze is the scent?
Yeah.
One out of three.
Really?
Really. So Alpine Mint is the scent.
Really?
Mountain Breeze I made up.
Really?
You got the paint color right with Almond Wisp.
Okay.
Next one.
All right.
Blush Boutique.
Okay.
Caramel Drop.
Okay.
Smoky White. Which one is Smoky White?
It's a paint color.
Which one is Blush Boutique?
I made up.
Which one is Caramel Drop? Well, obviously, Caramel Drop is the candle. If it was the candle, Caramel Drop I made up.
Really?
Blush Boutique is the candle scent.
Really?
And you got the color right again with the Smoky White.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, 1 for 3 through the first two. This is kind of how you started out last time.
Yeah.
Start out 1 for 3. You finished strong, though.
Yeah.
So, let's see where we're at with the next one.
Okay, I'm more confident in this one than I was in the last one.
Okay. Evening Star, Black Magic, Apple Swirl. Which one is Apple Swirl?
Candle.
Which one is Black Magic?
Made up.
And Evening Star is the color?
Yeah.
3 strikes and you're out, pal.
Fuck.
0 for 3 on that one.
I knew it. That one didn't feel good.
Yeah, so Evening Star is the candle scent.
Really?
Black Magic is the color, and I made up Apple Swirl.
Wow.
All right. Next one up. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. Icy Blue Spruce. Gooseberry, salt water air. Which one is Icy Blue Spruce?
Paint color.
Which one is gooseberry?
Ah, candle.
And salt water air I made up?
Yeah.
Close.
Fuck.
I did make up salt water air, but Icy Blue Spruce is the candle scent. Gooseberry is the paint color.
See, and that's why I hesitated when I said it.
Yeah.
Because I fucking knew it.
Yeah.
I fucking knew it.
These ones, that the overlap is crazy. You're like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I fucking knew it.
All right, so that's the halfway point.
Okay.
We're through the first four. We got the next four coming up. And, you know, we got a couple 1 for 3s and an 0 for.
Okay. All right.
So, you know, this next half, I'm believing in you. I'm feeling the comeback.
Let's hope. These are not easy.
Right. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Next one.
Okay.
Ocean Abyss, Forest Greens, Moonlit Cove. Which one is Ocean Abyss?
Color.
Which one is Moonlit Cove?
Candle.
And Forest Greens is made up? Yeah. And you're confident in all that?
No.
But it's your final answer?
Yeah.
Well, you should be more confident, because that's a 3-for-3.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Let's fucking go. All right.
Moonlit Cove is the candle scent. Ocean Abyss is the color.
I knew Cove sounded familiar.
Okay. And Forest Greens I made up. See, I thought for a second you were going to say candle for the cove, and then you hesitated.
I know.
But you stuck with it.
Oh, man.
It's a good thing you did. 3-for-3. Next one up. Luscious Lavender, Poolside Oasis, Clear Pond. Which one is Luscious Lavender?
Paint color.
Which one is Poolside Oasis?
Candle.
And Clear Pond is made up?
Yeah.
Going 1-for-3 there. So Poolside Oasis is the candle.
Okay.
Clear Pond is the paint color.
Really?
And Luscious Lavender was made up.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Clear Pond?
Clear Pond. I don't know what you would use that for, but Clear Pond, a paint color.
Was it clear?
I don't fucking know. It kind of looked blue, to be honest.
Oh my gosh. All right, whatever.
All right, next one. Silver Birch, Farm Fresh, Burning Oak.
Okay.
Which one is Silver Birch?
Paint color.
Farm Fresh.
Made up.
Burning Oak is the candle?
Yes.
Going 0-for-3 there.
God damn it.
Silver Birch is the candle.
Ribbon.
Farm Fresh is the paint.
What? What is it, like red?
I think it was a green. Maybe it was a red. I don't know. I just knew it sounded like a candle, so I picked it. And I made up Burning Oak.
Okay. Burning Oak sounds like a candle.
It definitely, there's a couple of candles in here with different woods.
Yeah.
Yes. So, like, yeah, I threw that in there. Thought that'd be a good one. All right, last one here. So we got one perfect one through the first 7.
Right.
We have a chance to end on a high note. How are we feeling?
Not good, but let's do it.
Let's do it. Deep sea, turquoise sky, vanilla ice cream.
Oh, man, what the fuck?
Which one is turquoise sky?
Made up.
Which one is vanilla ice cream?
Candle.
Making deep sea?
The paint color.
0-for-3.
What?
Oh, man. Turquoise sky is the candle.
What?
Vanilla ice cream is the paint. Making
what?
Deep sea the made up.
Wow. That's some bullshit.
Well, we thank you for coming down and playing this round of this, or that. Yeah, you got one perfect one.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, this was a tough one. I give you credit. That means I'm doing it right if it's throwing you for a loop like that.
Yeah,
that's the point.
I was just thinking, I feel like I have to either get 1-for-3 or perfect, because if I get 2 of them, then the third one is obviously...
Right.
Right.
But it's not that easy.
No, but it does make me feel better about my score.
All right. So that's going to wrap up this edition of This, or That. A successful one, if I may say. I'm really liking this segment. I'm really excited about it. Let us know what kind of categories you want us to do for this, or that. We love all kinds of feedback, input, suggestions. It's really helpful for us. Let us know. All right, and with that, this is going to start to wrap up episode 31 of Welcome Home.
Yes, sir.
We've certainly been welcoming, you know, you into our home. We hope that you welcome us into your home by subscribing, listening, sharing, all that good stuff. Returning listeners, new listeners, thank you, homies. We really appreciate it. Spread the word. Click the link in the description. It'll connect you with everything. Our YouTube. Subscribe out on there. We got content coming out all the time. Fantastic. Brand new stuff. You don't want to miss it. You can link to our Patreon. $2 of your support can help support the dream. We can get Dolan down to Disney World. Fuck.
Yeah, y'all want to see it.
It's going to link you to our partner, Smooth My Balls. If your balls aren't smooth, it's time to get them smooth. And we want to help you get them smooth. Use our code 812HOMIES, and it's going to get you a nice little discount on Smooth My Balls products and get your balls smooth. And, you know, it's going to connect you with our socials, too. If you're not already following us, make sure you do. I think that's pretty much all the things I got to hit for my little spiel. You guys know all too well at this point. And to wrap up the episode, how else would we do it? With a little send-off advice from Dolan. Dolan, what do you got for the people today?
Perseverance is key. No matter how hard a situation may seem, don't give up. Just keep pushing through. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. There, you're doing everything for a reason. And you're going to get there. You just got to keep working. And I know it sucks, but it'll be all right in the long run. It's all for the end goal, whatever that goal may be for you. You can do it. You're fully capable of it. And I believe in you personally. But that's all I got for you.
Fantastic. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm here for.
Hit home. Hit home. Everybody, thanks for hanging out. Let a friend know. Bring a friend next time. Listen with your friend.
Tell everybody.
That was cute.
Yeah. For real though, tell everybody. Like, your grandma, your aunt, uncle, mom, dad, brother, sister, I don't care who. And don't listen to it with them. Send them the link so they can listen themselves. We're trying to run these fucking plays up.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for episode 31. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Welcome home.
This episode has been brought to you by 812 Media Productions.